Our next public hearing is subdivision 2016-5, Estates at Enchanted Woods, Eastern Shore Brothers, LLC.
This is a major subdivision plan. The plan proposes to subdivide 15.56 acres plus or minus into 14 single-family lots. The property is located on the south side of Huff Road, approximately 0.78 miles west of Gravel Hill Road. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax map is District 235, Map 24, Parcels 234 through 249, and Parcel 234, Parcel District 235, Map 24, Parcel 39.01. They are also seeking a waiver request from the elimination of the 20-foot landscape buffer. This application, it was a major subdivision, did go through our TAC process. We did receive comments from the Utility Planning Department of the Environment and Engineering Department. They did receive a variance from the stormwater management app requirements. As they did go through a previous subdivision application, this was previously reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission a number of years ago. The plan did expire at the end of the year, so they have resubmitted a new application. As part of that, they did go back through DENREC and got a variance, so they were able to use the existing stormwater management plan that they had. We did receive comments from the 911 addressing system. If you previously remember, the application was previously known as Sawmill Woods. They changed the name to Estates at Enchanted Woods based on mapping and addressing. It will actually be going back to Sawmill Woods, will be the new name. We received comments from the fire marshal. We received comments from DENREC regarding soil types. We received comments from DENREC from the Division of Fish and Wildlife regarding habitats and species on site. Received comments from the Department of Transportation, and we also received additional comments from the Department of Engineering. We also received one letter in opposition to the application, and they said they would be here at the meeting and that they would like to express their concerns about the project, that they believe the lots are too small and there are too many for the property, and they have concerns about the 20-foot landscape buffer, that it is needed and it should not be waived. They also have concerns about that they are currently working on removing trees at the site, and they have some concerns about the existing entrance. There is one house on the property. That house was built prior to the subdivision, so that house still exists. So there is an existing house on the site as part of one of the lots that was originally there before the previous subdivision and is still there part of this new application. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Chairman. My name is Irving Gordon McKenzie. I'm principal partner of Eastern Shore Brothers, LLC. As Ms. Cornwell stated, all the details, I don't need anymore. So I'll just leave it up to you guys. But no, as she indicated, all regulatory agency approvals from the project were obtained, and the record plan for Sawmill Woods was recorded in the Sussex County Office of the Records and Deeds on May 3rd, 2006. Site construction started at that time once the zoning and planning granted the final approval to the previous owner. Construction on the site did commence. The trees were cut. The swales were cut in, the roadway was cut in, and the storm pond was put in. And unfortunately, everyone knows, based on the crisis in the financial markets, the previous owner went bankrupt. The property lay dormant for a couple years. The permits were extended, I think twice. And then after the second time, it was 2 years before the lapse. Before I came into the picture, we purchased the property in September 2015. When we purchased the property, we purchased it as 14 lots. I knew that the permits expired, so I diligently visited the Zoning and Planning Office, met with Mr. Lank, Ms. Janelle, to find out what exactly I needed to get the permits reissued. that was a little process. I knew by the end of the year, I needed to have that project substantially on the way. So during that time, we met with conservation, we met with DLDOT, and we understood that there were some changes that needed to be made and some variances that needed to be required, which we obtained. The variance from conservation, DENREC issued green stamp, which is current. DLDOT issued or sent us an email indicating that they were looking for our final plan because we've addressed some of the issues they had regarding updates in their codes, and one specific was road thickness. When I visited the site and I looked at the plans, I knew that the old code for the road thickness wasn't going to hold up from my past experience. So what I did is, in communication with Mr. Brady and DLDOT, I offered to thicken the road based on current standards before I went through the application process for an extension. So that was already talked about and already agreed upon before the extension hearing, or that was in January of 2016. I think the letter was sent, or an email was sent to Janelle to that effect, that the DLDOT approval would be coming in 30 days. So we knew we were at the deadline, so we asked for an extension of the already approved subdivision of Sawmill Woods. And based on that hearing, we were not granted that extension. And the reason for not granting that extension was lack of agency update approvals and lack of construction. I'm not aware if I can submit this as an exhibit of the site and how it looks.
Hand them to me, because there's a 10-day rule, but if it's photographs, typically we let them in because that's something that anybody visiting the site is a little bit public domain.
You will see that during the previous owner's permit process, he, like I indicated, he cut in the road, rough graded it, swales are in. The second picture shows, from a satellite view, it shows the road cut in and the storm pond in the back. So I'd like to enter that into your records.
That's the same as what you handed
That's the same as what I have here.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yet the letter that we received from Zoning and Planning was the site was not substantially on the way. I baked it different the whole time. This site, from my experience and from what I know, the road is ready to go in today.
Before we get too far down the road.
That was my last point,
okay,
basically.
Yeah, we're dealing with a new application.
So that was just the history up to this point, that the subdivision was already approved. All regulatory agencies issued permits. They expired. We're asking to get this subdivision reapproved. And based on what we're finding out is that a waiver for the buffer is going to be required on this site. And what I would like to do is defer. I have someone here from Kirshner Engineering to explain that on this plan that has already been approved, that DENREC looked at and reapproved, that there is an easement around the property. And that if the wetland or if the buffer is going to be required, that's going to require a total change of the plan. It's going to require a total change of the approval that we have from DENREC, and it's probably going to cost us a couple lots. So what I would like to do is offer some technical, understanding of the site and of the wetland and of the buffer, because that's one of the waivers that I'm asking for.
My name is Kevin Smith. I'm a project manager for Kirshner Engineering. I've worked for Kirshner Engineering as a project manager for 12 years. As Mr. McKenzie has stated, we attempted to get this reapproved at the January 1, 2016 deadline. However, it was deemed not substantially underway, and he's already stated. In that process, we're trying to use the original approved documents and a recorded plan. And that recorded plan for stormwater management required easements around the perimeter for stormwater. There's swales that are required to be cut in. And the Conservation District and Deneric has reapproved that original set of construction plans. And as Mr. McKenzie stated, that if this project is required to have those landscaped buffers on the perimeters, it's going to require a redesign of the subdivision lots, which are already have tax parcel numbers and 911 addresses. There is a property, a house that's on this project that, according to mapping, has those lot lines for that project. Once it was approved, that house becomes that lot. It was already there, it already had access. And what we're trying to do that we couldn't do at that other hearing was present the case to reapprove this document. That's why he had to file a new application. But what he's trying to do, he's the new property owner, is pick up where the other guy left off. And it already has most of its reapprovals. Like you said, DelDOT submitted an email for final plans. We can't get county engineering to reapprove and look at the plans until we have an up-to-date current approved preliminary site plan. They are the outlier at the moment with this current layout. That's why we're requesting the waiver for the landscape buffers on the property.
And for the benefit of the commission, it probably wasn't required in the first place because it didn't exist in the code in the first place. That's been a code change that's gone into effect since this one was originally approved. And we've seen a couple of those come through like that.
And just to note,
sort of circumstances.
And just to note, all the other changes that all the departments asked of us, we complied with. That's my conclusion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Well, stick around for a minute. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And I believe this belongs to... that's right. It is yours, isn't it? I'm sorry. Mr. Burton.
Tell me about this house, because I saw the house. Does it work? What lot does it... So you designed the thing around the house?
Yes. The original plan, there was one house on the original 16-acre plot. And we wanted to keep the house. The original developer wanted to keep the house. It had its own well and septic. We created a lot around the house to have the minimum square footage and to have the proper setbacks for his well and septic in relation to the other lots that were created.
And what lot is that? What is the number on that lot?
Lot 3.
It's the third lot on the right. And when you enter into the subdivision, it's only one street in.
All right, let's go to the buffers. Are you asking for a waiver around the entire site?
Well, there's wetlands to the south of the property. Those will remain intact. The buffers that we're asking for a waiver are essentially the east and west.
So you're not doing any development here, so that doesn't
matter. No, there's
just here and here.
Yes, currently there's a stormwater management.
Yeah, it's all back here.
And the rest of it's wetlands that the developer does not plan to get permits to disturb.
And has it been wetland delineated? I mean,
yes, it was delineated in the original submittal, which was in 2004.
Do they expire?
You know, off the top of my head, I'm not sure how that comes out, if they expire or not.
if they're jurisdictional through the Army Corps, there is a time frame. I just do not know off the top of my head if they went through the Army Corps and were jurisdictional wetlands.
Typically, the Army Corps at that time and currently, they have such a high workload. They don't do jurisdictional wetlands, and they just the certain wetland scientist has a certificate for the Army Corps, and they submit paperwork that they sign off on.
And
have you done that though? Have you gone back and updated it?
It has not been updated.
The final plan will actually have to have a wetland scientist certify the plan. We will not, if it is approved, the staff cannot allow it to be signed off or approved and recorded without a wetland certification on.
Okay. All right, let's go to these swales. Where are they?
The swales are the easements that are shown on the documents, on the record plan. All of those easements have swales in them. They're drained. They were designed, and that's why the easements were created.
And I see four of them. And where do they drain to?
Some drain to, most of them drain to the roadside swale, which drains into the stormwater management facility to the south. So none of those swales drain onto other properties. They were created based on the Conservation District's comments that we not send water onto other properties. Therefore, we had to create a way to send that water that was originally going off-site to come interior of the property.
So there'll be swales along both sides of the Enchanted Way Road?
Yes.
Okay, and it looks like there's a driveway that goes on past the stormwater management place and on to somewhere else. Where does that go?
It's an access easement to maintain the pond.
Okay, so it doesn't have anything to do with the parcel next door to that?
No.
Okay. And I noticed there's some wetlands on lot number 13 that will be delineated as well.
Yes, and in the original delineation, it was determined that the property owner could fill it if he had the proper permits.
Okay. And we have yet to have DLDOT, right? We're still waiting. We have an email saying it's coming.
My coworker and I have both been out of the office, and we have plans that need to go into DLDOT for them to stamp.
The old plan never got DLDOT approval either?
No, the old plan did, yes.
Did, okay.
They expired originally in 2006. They gave you a six-week approval. Okay. Then they changed it to a six-month approval, then a year. But their approvals don't last very long originally. I believe they've extended them currently to keep in line with other agencies.
Okay, and I'm assuming that you have the stormwater management area, and then there's a lot to the left of it. What is that? Is that just open space, or is this another lot right there?
Yes, that's another lot.
Okay.
And in the original approval process, we had to design septic systems and house locations on the property when we did our original plans to make sure that you could fit a well and septic. I believe our original client and developer had that plan recorded with Deterac.
So you have septic feasibility?
There was septic feasibility, yes.
Do they expire?
Not if you record the plan with the well and septics on them. That's what the client had done.
And then you will adhere to that recorded?
Yes.
Okay.
We would adhere to all the locations of all the houses on all lots.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Very nice job. Just to clarify, these are all non-title wetlands, right? They're not title?
No, they're not title lands.
And then I noticed at least in lot 13, it looks like there's some wetlands within the lot line. Typically, we don't like to see that.
Yes.
So we would carve that small corner of wetland out of that lot.
Well, for that particular lot, when if we're granted approval, we will talk with the wetland scientist about permitting to remove that as wetlands.
Okay. And then recently we've been asking for you to put permanent markers along the wetland boundary. And the reason for that is so that after everything is said and done and you've left Dodge, that the owners know that they're not supposed to put their picnic tables in there or otherwise, you know, destroy the wetland. You know, so if they have permanent markers along that boundary, they can see they're there for a purpose, okay? And that should be recorded on their deeds as well.
I'm going to offer to scientists or anyone that they're working with regarding the wetlands, if I need to go in there and clean it up or do anything to it, whatever they recommend, I'm willing to do that at our cost.
Well, we would probably make it a condition that some sort of marker be placed there to permanently identify the wetland boundary from the lot line.
Right. I don't believe there's any objection.
No, there's no problem with that at all.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman?
No answer?
Good.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Branaway?
I have none, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Can I ask one more?
You sure can.
You said that the buffer needed to be removed because it would mess up the design. Why is that? Why can't you just run the buffer back there?
Because you have to plant trees and shrubs, and that's where they're going to dig swales. You can't really put the trees inside of the swale.
Because the swale is going to be behind all the lots.
Yes.
Correct.
And in front of the lots.
Yes.
And that's the way Conservation District approved it?
Yes.
What you're saying?
Yes.
To control the water within the property that will lead all back to the storm pond.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2016-5, Estates at Enchanted Woods? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2016-5?
I would.
All right then, please come on up, give us your name, you can have the floor.
Hi, my name is Sherry Malone and I live at 18193 Willow Oak Drive, which is a private lane off of Huff Road. Today, I wanted to give you guys pictures of what we talked about today.
If you would hand them to our attorney and he'll...
Can you hand them to me, ma'am? You short-armed me there.
Okay. I'm here today because I'm concerned about the waiver request. I believe we need the 20-foot landscape buffer. This particular property is near a sharp turn. The road there is in disarray. There have been people who've run off the road in that particular area. You will see that in the photos that I have provided, these were taken before we had the 3 inches of rain. I printed and did these photos back when the, and you could see the standing water on the property then, when the hearing became available. As far as the culverts go, there are like three of them on the sides of the woods that are removed and not buried into the property on the side. They just have the sticks that go up to the cul-de-sac with no markers for where the wetlands are. You will see the road, you will see the puddle and the wonderful work of the swells that are done, how they drain right into Huff Road. And this week they were even worse. And also in one of my photos, you can see the lane that the lady, Miss Doreen, who lives there, takes a road behind the house, doesn't have access to the front of the house because of the muddy road. She would be here today, but she had something with BB Hospital. You can see the barely visible sign for the planning and zoning meeting. We walk our dogs together, or I would have never known there was even a hearing.
But you found out.
I found out.
Okay,
yes, I did.
Well, mission accomplished.
But some of my pictures where you just really can't support the traffic. We've had issues with trash on the sides of the road. I included a sample of a good-looking border that was that Carriage Springs had to put in. They were required to do a 20-foot border and is really added to the property around Huff Road. And I really think Enchanted Woods should include that. There's just too much nearby habitat disappearing. Just up the road from that, Sposato has the field where they're taking out a lot of trees, which is their right. Any business owner can do what they need to do. But I just wanted to, a lot has changed from 2006 to 2006 to 2016. That's been 10 years. And now we have less and less trees, less and less habitat. We also feel in the neighborhood that the density is too high for the 3/4-acre lots. The disruption to the natural habitat, the wildlife. There used to be a lot of wood ducks back there. We used to ice skate back there. Also on Huff Road where I live, the police, fire, and emergency medical services. I am on the outskirts of both Georgetown and Milton. So for my homeowners, I always have to come and get a waiver for Milton to service us, for my homeowners, for my fire insurance, because you're going to be adding 15 more homes to a road that's kind of on a perimeter between both fire companies, and that's scary in case there was a fire or there was a problem. But if the building is coming, and it is in this county, you know, I want it done right, and I want it done well, and I want the properties to look good. And I believe you guys need to do the 20-foot landscaping border. You need to mark off the wetlands, and I really think you should rethink this 3/4-acre stuff. I mean, toward the end of Huff Road, the only woods left is going to be between Carriage Springs and what is Gravel Hill on 30. I mean, everything else on the lower part between Sand Hill Church all the way up to Carriage Springs is just about gone, except on the one side. I hope you guys can take a ride down there and check it out. But I'm really concerned about the growth in District 3, and I'm glad I came today. It was nice meeting you all and seeing you, and some of my other neighbors will be sharing their concerns about the property as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? All right, then. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.